the rest of the story. Major Robert Anderson. He was commander of U.S. troops at Fort Moultrie that winter, peacetime troops, when one morning he walked outside and he sniffed the air and he smelled war. None had been declared, but its imminence was palpable to this seasoned warrior. So Christmas Day, Major Anderson mustered his garrison. "We're moving out," he told them, "to another fort, a safer one." They did, and there they waited. Weeks went by, nothing. But then the supplies stopped coming. Something was wrong. And indeed, the forces that Major Anderson would soon call the enemy had already begun to drive his supply vessels away. It would be days now, maybe just hours, and the sky would be ablaze. And this is how it was, the beginning of the end of the Union, the breathless moments before a nation's nightmare called Fort Sumter. But this is the rest of the story. In the anxious days before the first shots were fired in the American Uncivil War, there were many who believed that Fort Sumter was impregnable. It was built on solid rock in the middle of Charleston Harbor. The walls were 40 feet high, no less than 5 feet thick at any point. But in the early spring, 143 years ago, Confederate General P.T. Beauregard decided to battle the dragon in its waterly lair. His assault on Fort Sumter was more than devastating. It was near genius. He attacked from the shore with long-range artillery. To get close enough to do real damage, Beauregard deployed a fleet of, well, I guess you'd call them warships. Floating battery was the official designation, squared off, shielded wooden vessels, bristling with cannon. So massive, monolithic Fort Sumter was fired upon from all directions. And the accuracy of Beauregard's bombardment astonished the Northerners defending it, particularly their commander, Major Anderson. For 32 hours, those two, Anderson and Beauregard, were living symbols of the tragic conflict to come. And in the 33rd hour, Beauregard won. Even as Anderson surrendered, the fort's barracks were on fire. Ammunition was exploding in the searching flames. Thousands of rounds of Confederate shells had torn at and into the impregnable edifice. The damage was overwhelming. And yet, if the attack on Fort Sumter is history book significant, it is less so because its tinder ignited a nation, and more so because of the metaphor enacted there. You've sometimes heard the so-called Civil War described more accurately as the war of brother against brother. And yet the conflict at Fort Sumter was really between a northern commander named Anderson and a southern commander named Beauregard, who was once a cadet at West Point, where he, as a cadet, excelled as the star pupil in the artillery and bombardment class of Major Anderson himself. That's right. The student had bested his teacher. And now you know the rest of the story.